The bill needed to be signed by the end of the year, but Quinn used it as an opportunity to remind people affected by the devastating November tornadoes to sign up for FEMA assistance by the January 27th deadline. That was a chance for tornado victims to speak out about impasses accessing assistance. Tara Denham is the property manager of the heavily damaged Georgetown Common Apartments with more than 200 units. She says many of her residents are being denied by FEMA because there is no official structural engineer's report from the days immediately after the tornado.
Whether it's for personal property or whether it is for housing assistance, things like that, because they can't say we were denied access because we don't have that letter. We can't speak on behalf of what the city had done. And obviously everyone saw that the city had the property and their name for the first 9 days. They've said that multiple times. They've said that they had OSHA come in. What we didn't know is that it was volunteers.
Most of the Georgetown Common Apartment residents were not insured. City officials say the structural engineers who went through the buildings initially were volunteers who were there to determine safety for first responders, but no formal report was created. It's estimated 2,500 homes were impacted by the November 27th tornadoes. More than 2,100 individuals and households have received assistance so far. I'm Tanya Kuntz.